just one halakha from Rav Chaim Palachi in his Sefer Tuchachat Chayim in Parashat Shemot. The rabbi advises that during these parashiyot that we call the weeks of Shuvavim, Shuvavim actually is Rashi Tevot, Shemot, Va'era, Bo, B'Shalach, Yitro, Mishpatim. These 6 weeks are designated weeks for Teshuvah, for sins regarding the Inyan of Sini'ut and Gilui Arayot, Chas V'Shalom. These weeks specifically are earmarked on the calendar in order to make the proper amends, in order to make the proper tikkun for these type of sins. So Rav Chaim Palachi says, besides, of course, the ikar, which is to repent, to make teshuvah for these things and make more awareness in these inyanim, but there's certain practices that are specifically helpful and beneficial during the weeks of Shuvavim. Just to quote a few of them, he writes, Tevila b'mkom tahara shel arba'im se'ah. While going to the mikveh always has a value of adding kiddushah to a person's neshama, to a person's body, specifically during the weeks of Shuvavim, a person should make extra effort to try to go to tevilah. Furthermore, tefilat bekavanah, which all year long is obviously a virtue, but specifically during the times of the Shuvavim, to pray betoch kavanah atzumah, tremendous kavanah, and specifically being careful in kiryat shema, specifically more kiryat shema lamita, that one should be very, very meticulous every night to say the kiryat shema lamita, if he can, from a sidur, and say it slowly with the kavanah, according to the whole seder that's written over there. The Arizal says that saying kiryat shema lamita with kavanah can kill 1,125 mazikim that surround a person and Chas V'Shalom try to damage him because of the different chataim. So that should be also. Furthermore, he says over here, one should be careful, specifically during the time of the Shuvavim, to wear his tefillin ben utam. The explanation is that certain avonot, you need 84 fasts in order to rectify them. It's hard for us to fast 84 fasts, hard for us to fast one ta'ani. And therefore, he says, when a person wears the tefillin shel Rashi, there's in tefillin Rashi, there's 42 different askarot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the tefillin. Between ben the yad and ben the rosh, 42 different shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in tefillin Rashi and the Rebbeinu Tam, 42 and 42, so it's 84, so it's per dalet. So then with the wearing of the tefillin Rebbeinu Tam during this time of year, of course, with the Kavanah, also has the ability to mitaken. Last but not least, he says that one should be careful during Vayibarech David all year long to give perutot to tzedakah. According to the Arizal, the custom is to give 2 perutot and then 1 peruta. Just 3 perutot altogether. The first time you give 2 and then you drop the third one. Specifically during this time, he has an ability to mitaken the head. Of course, it goes without saying, as I said earlier, the main thing is the teshuvah and the Talmud Torah. Torah is the biggest tikkun for all the sins that a person has, and if a person should strengthen himself during this time also to learn more Torah in advance. I should point out that he does bring down as well that the reading of the Tehillim also is very significant. Like the Hachamim, the Hida gives a remez in the beginning of Parashat Shemot, it says, Ve'el Shemot b'nei Yisrael ba'im. The Sofet Tevot of those words is Tehillim. And therefore, those should be careful in this as well. So therefore, we have now what to work on, Be'ezat Hashem, to make the proper rectification.